And Zaki is here for business. Tēnā koe. Sinlay Milk has its financial back to the wall.
Kia ora, Charlotte. Yes, an interesting story, this one. Specialty dairy company Sinlay Milk is in a trading halt at its own request as it races to arrange the repayment of a $130 million loan. The company said it needed more time to talk to its bankers and major shareholder about the repayment of the loan. Here's business editor Giles Beckford.
Sinlay has had its back to the wall for more than a year, with falling sales, higher costs, supply chain problems, high debt, and a dispute with its major customer, A2 Milk. It's long been known that today is the deadline for the repayment of the $130 million, but it still hasn't cut a deal. That suggests the banks are laying down some hard terms to renew the facility. Sinlay says it's also talking to its major shareholder, China's Bright Dairy, about financial support. The company's been trying to sell its consumer products business, Dairyworks, but doesn't seem to be able to find a buyer at the right price. It now faces some tough choices, such as selling its Dun Sandal processing plant or raising new money through a likely heavily discounted share issue. Sinlay releases its six-month earnings report on Tuesday, when it should detail where it's at with finding some financial lifelines.
Fisher & Paykel Healthcare says a global recall of possibly faulty breathing devices will cost it somewhere in the region of $12 million. It's recalling and replacing an estimated 9,000 Airvo and Airvo 2 and My Airvo 2 humidifiers made before the 14th of August 2017 because the audio alarms alerting a user to falling oxygen levels may not work properly. The company says it's contacting health authorities, hospitals, dealers and distributors to replace the devices. Fisher & Paykel said the models were superseded in late 2017. It says any local users of the devices should contact the company or distributor for information. The fall of the economy back into recession seems to have knocked consumer confidence. The ANZ Roy Morgan Consumer Confidence Index fell 9 points in March to 86.4, the lowest in 6 months, showing a deepening mood of pessimism. Consumers also picked inflation to stay steady and above the Reserve Bank's target range at 4.5%. Chief economist Sharon Zollner says the R word saw consumer confidence dive.
So overall, the confidence in March was lower than February. And if we look at the data week by week, we can see that was consistently the case over the whole month. But particularly in the last week, things took a dive. And of course, in that last week, we had the release of the GDP data and headlines about recession. So that does seem to have impacted confidence this month.
And this morning, RBNZ Governor Adrian Orr told RNZ that inflation expectations remain one of its big worries and an obstacle to rate cuts. Sharon Zollner says consumer inflation expectations are still too high.
You can see essentially that consumer inflation expectations are still looking stuck around the 4.5% mark, whereas before COVID and the surge in inflation, they were sitting around 3.5%. So getting there, but not declining particularly quickly. So the Reserve Bank will be looking for more progress on that front.
Sharon Zollner says a net 24% of consumers think it's a bad time to buy a major household item. Solar energy company Lightyear Solar has raised $6 million to build three new farms in Canterbury and Wairarapa over the next year. The farms will produce 18 megawatts of energy. That's enough to power nearly 4,000 homes. Lightyear Solar, which currently has one solar farm in Auckland's Waiuku, also has a $25 million loan from New Zealand Green Investment Finance. The company's co-founder and development manager, Matt Shanks, says the farms are already under construction. He says the company is focused on community-scale farms.
Community-scale solar farms, if we're talking in megawatts, most of our farms are in that sort of 5 to 15 megawatt range, which is a bit of a sweet spot for us. And one of the reasons we're developing at that scale is because they fit in nicely into the existing power networks. And also they're fairly low impact in terms of the impact to the communities they're in terms of visual impact and, you know, taking up too much land.
The capital raise was led by commercial and industrial retailer Prime Energy and investor Rowan Simpson's Hoku Group. Clothing retailer Hallenstein Glasson has reported a slight lift in half-year profit as margins improved despite flat sales. Its after-tax profit for the 6 months ending February rose 1.5% to $21.1 million, while revenue was flat at $223 million. Margins rose by 240 basis points, which the company attributes to its good relationships with existing suppliers and diversifying its supplier base. The company says trading at the start of the winter season has been positive, with group sales for the first 7 weeks more than 8% ahead of the same time last year. But it's expecting significant challenges due to weaker economic conditions, but says the Australian trading environment is stronger. Well, let's check in now on the financial markets with Mark Fowler of Hobson Wealth. Good afternoon, Mark.
Good afternoon, Anna.
Look, how's the local share market looking today? A few interesting announcements ahead of the long weekend.
Yes, look, the overall index hasn't moved too much. The NZX 50 gross was at 12,009 points. But as you say, a couple of notable movers. So Heartland Group in particular, that's up about nearly 7% this morning on strong trading at $1.27. Fisher & Paykel Healthcare, which was, I note, your earlier story in the program around the product recall, that's down about 1.25% trading at $26.06. Oceania Healthcare, so the aged care provider, that's up nearly 1.75% trading at 62 cents this morning. And obviously Synlait Milk is now in a trading halt as the market sort of awaits an update on their capital requirements, and that's trading at 75 cents. So a bit of a mixed bag on the market this morning.
Okay, can we just have a headline Australian number and then the New Zealand dollar?
Yeah, sure. So the S&P ASX 200, that's at 7,880 points. The Kiwi dollar, that has just fell below the US dollar despite the market sort of trying to egg it on. It's there at 59.90. Against the Aussie dollar, it's at 92.60. Against the Japanese yen, 90.67. Against the sterling, we are at 47.50 and the euro 55.40 with the New Zealand trade weighted index at 70.6.
And that leaves us with interest rates, oil and gold.
Sure. So interest rates, 3 month bank bills, they're trading at 5.67%. New Zealand 10 year government bonds, they are trading at 4.64%. In terms of oil, so West Texas Intermediate, that's trading at $81.75 US a barrel. And finally, gold. So spot gold is trading at US$2,190 an ounce.
Thank you, Mark. That's Mark Fowler of Hobson Wealth with our market update.